93FM, WIVY Moorhead, ABC News Time, it's 8 o'clock.
This is a special report from ABC News. Israel retaliates. I'm Sherry Preston. Explosions heard. Some drones spotted in central Iran, home to an airbase and a nuclear facility. Even though there has been no confirmation, it was indeed a retaliatory strike on the part of Israel for last week's aggression by Iran. ABC's Matt Gutman is in Tel Aviv.
For several hours overnight, as we learned of those explosions in Iran, there was significant concern of an all-out war erupting between Israel and Iran. But as the sun came up in the region, Iran started downplaying the attack, calling it very limited, and Israeli government and military officials not talking about it at all.
In Italy, for a meeting of G7 leaders, Secretary of State Antony Blinken reiterating,
"We're committed to Israel's security. We're also committed to de-escalating."
Israel has not said how an attack would take place and when. It appears the strike was limited to a military facility in the central city of Isfahan, not a highly populated area like Tehran. This is ABC News.
Ask Sherwin-Williams during the four-day super sale April 19th through the 22nd and get 40% off paints and stains with prices starting at $26.69. That means 40% off our most popular color family, blue. Psychologists have found it to be soothing and relaxing, which makes it especially great for bedrooms and bathrooms. And of course, get 40% off all of our other colors. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
If you love to travel, Capital One has a rewards credit card that's perfect for you. With Venture X, earn unlimited double miles on everything you buy and turn everyday purchases into extraordinary trips. Plus, receive premium travel benefits like access to over 1,300 airport lounges where you just check in and chill out. Open up a world of possibilities with Capital One. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Lounge access is subject to change. See CapitalOne.com for details.
This is the Kentucky News Network.
A Cincinnati man is in custody in Kenton County and considered the prime suspect in an overnight liquor store robbery in Covington. Cops caught Ronell Moore as he fled the crime scene on foot and ran onto the Clay Wade Bailey Bridge, which carries U.S. Routes 25, 42, and 127 towards Cincinnati. Moore is charged with robbery, fleeing, resisting arrest, menacing, and tampering with evidence. A Somerset man has been charged with multiple counts, including robbery, assault, and terroristic threatening after breaking into a home and threatening to shoot two people. Pulaski County authorities say Cody Markham broke into a home earlier this month and threatened two people and assaulted them. The next day, Markham went to a house that he frequented and hid from police in a crawl space in the basement.
Is the Kentucky News Network.
Every day, Cintas service reps help businesses get ready for the workday. Freshly laundered workwear delivered every week. Mats, mops, restroom and cleaning supplies. First aid and safety products to help your employees stay safe. They even test and inspect fire extinguishers and emergency lights. Cintas helps keep your business running smoothly. See what Cintas can do for you. Visit Cintas.com.
Oh, I'm ready!
And get ready for the workday.
Whether you own a local business or a global one, you're always looking for ways to position your operation to create opportunities and move on them faster. With Bank of America, you get access to experts, award-winning insights, and business solutions so powerful, you'll make every move matter, locally and globally. Visit bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness to learn more. What would you like the power to do? Copyright 2024, Bank of America.
This is Gateway Regional News, winner of the Edward R. Murrow for Best Newscast. Award-winning news coverage starts now.
Reporting for Gateway Regional News, I'm Chris Irwin. A man was found walking into the Fayette Mall in Lexington yesterday with a gunshot wound. Lexington police responded to the mall around 2 p.m., and when officers arrived, they found the man, who advised the wound was self-inflicted, and it happened at his apartment. He was transported to a local hospital. No further details are available at this time. An elementary student in Madison County is charged with second-degree terroristic threatening. According to the sheriff's office, they received a complaint on Wednesday for a threat made by a student claiming to bring a firearm to school. After an investigation, officials at Glen Marshall Elementary say a student had returned from disciplinary action and made statements to shoot subjects in the school yesterday. Officials say the Madison County Sheriff's Office met the student and their guardian and was informed by the two that the threat was a joke. Officials say there is no immediate danger to students and staff at the school. Officials report the school will handle further disciplinary action for the matter. Governor Andy Beshear announced that work is set to begin on a $4.6 million emergency services center in Elliott County. The center will house 911 call center, fire department, and emergency operations. It will also serve as a classroom for first responders and an emergency shelter when needed. And Morehead State University's Space Department played a crucial role in the first landing of an uncrewed private spacecraft on the moon in February. The Intuitive Machines IM-1 mission, launched February 15th, was the first private spacecraft on the moon. As NASA and Intuitive Machines teams tried to figure out how to get data from the lander after its touchdown, the Morehead State University Space Science team became critical. Dr. Benjamin Malfrus, the executive director of the MSU Space Center, said the team, which owned the lander, was communicating using the Lunar Commercial Network. NASA was using its own deep space network, and MSU had the capability to communicate with both. Morehead State bridged the communication gap between NASA and Intuitive Machines and was able to receive data from the lander, a giant leap for this Eastern Kentucky space program. That's been a look at some of the news. Our report continues after this.
Pros know that there's a right tire for every job, like the new Mastercraft Courser Trail Truck and SUV tire. With biting grooves that lock into snow to improve handling in winter conditions, and innovative tread compounding for rugged durability, the Mastercraft Courser Trail has everything you'd expect from a premium tire, except the price. Learn more at MastercraftTires.com. Mastercraft Tires, the professional's choice, available at Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, Tom's Drive, Moorhead, and Wilmot Drive, Mount Sterling.
It's time for your annual insurance checkup. Are you prepared? We at the Porter Group Insurance Agency are here to help you with life insurance, cancer plans, hospital copays, and many more. We are your local insurance agency for all your life and health insurance needs. Call us today at 606-780-1387. Again, that is 606-780-1387.
In other news, medical cannabis is growing quickly across the country, and a recent bill signed by Governor Andy Beshear creates a structure for Kentuckians looking to participate to utilize the industry. House Bill 829 addresses concerns raised by last year's Senate Bill 47, which made the start date for Kentucky January 1st of 2025. Under the plan, businesses would have started functioning on the same day qualifying patients could access medicinal cannabis, but now qualifying businesses can start that process 6 months earlier. The governor said businesses could start applying to be licensed July 1, with the application requiring such information as business history, ownership information, and financial statements. The first round of licensing could be conducted in October based on a lottery system. If you get a strange call from a local sheriff's office, deputies say it is likely a scam that could cost thousands. The Jessamine County Sheriff's Office warns the public of a scam that took place in their area. Callers have been receiving messages from someone they thought was a deputy, telling them they've missed a court date and need to pay a fine to avoid going to jail. The hackers have also been able to change their caller ID tag to appear it is coming from the Jessamine County Sheriff's Office. If you find yourself in this situation, hang up and call the sheriff's number directly yourself. And in a pilot program, a Walmart near St. Louis is ditching self-checkout. The self-check lanes will be replaced with staff checkouts. The changeover at that store is expected to take 2 weeks to complete. Some of the biggest retailers have recently reevaluated their self-checkout lanes. In March, Target began limiting self-checkout to 10 items or less. Dollar General said it was removing self-checkout from 300 stores that had the highest levels of shoplifting. Retailers said self-check makes theft easier since no employee is ringing up the items. That's been another look at some of the news, sports, and weather when we return.
Don't work somewhere ordinary when you have extraordinary talent. Let Kentucky Staffing Solutions in Moorhead connect you with a great career. Depending on the position, get starting pay as high as $18 an hour. But it's not just staffing. They offer small business payroll services and can handle your company's pre-employment and random drug screenings. Get details at kystaffingsolutionsllc.com. Kentucky Staffing Solutions in Moorhead, across from the Rowan County Courthouse.
Want a mower that's tough enough to break all the rules? Want everything without sacrificing anything? Want performance for the long haul at an unbeatable value? The perfect balance of power and performance? A Bad Boy mower. Packed with power, muscle, simplicity, and comfort the pro in you demands. It's that time of year. It's your time. You deserve a Bad Boy. See Montgomery Tractor Sales in Mount Sterling and Bloomingsburg. Mow with an attitude.
Time now for a look at sports from the Kentucky News Network.
Happy Friday. Congratulations and made it to the end of the week. I'm Scott Fitzgerald. Let's get you caught up on sports around the Commonwealth here on the Kentucky News Network. Start with some college basketball. Kentucky's Reed Shepherd is leaving the college ranks for the professional ranks. He declared for the NBA draft yesterday. He will give up his remaining 3 years of college eligibility. In his freshman season, the guard averaged just a little over 12 points per game and 4 rebounds. Now, he did shoot a whopping 52.1% from three-point range. And former BYU forward Ali Khalifa is joining his old coach's new rival, Louisville. Instead of joining Mark Pope and Kentucky, according to reports, he will redshirt this season. Last year, he averaged a little under 6 points per game and a little under 4 rebounds per game, but he did start 26 of the 29 games he played in. And to horse racing, now it was a busy day at Churchill Downs as the build-up to Kentucky Derby 150 continues. It was the Bill Mott Show with Memorial winner Resilience worked 4 furlongs in 59 and 20, while Ashland runner-up Just FYI worked 4 furlongs in 50 flat. And turning to the Oaks Fantasy Stakes contender Tampet Ginnally hopped on the track for the first time, going 5 furlongs in 58.40. That marked the fastest of 19 works at that distance. On the college baseball, it is a huge weekend in Lexington as third-ranked Kentucky welcomes fourth-ranked Tennessee. This is the 338th meeting between the two border rivals. It was first played back in May 21st, 1909. Put that in perspective, that was 3 years before the Titanic sank. The Vols enter hitting an SEC best 334. On the Hill, however, they and the Cats are among the 5 best in the conference when it comes to ERA. Balls come in at 3.76, while the Cats are right behind at 3.91. And after going 4-6 in their last 10, the Reds are back home along the banks of the Ohio tonight. They're going to open a 3-game series against the Angels at Great American Ballpark. Ellie De La Cruz enters the series hitting .277 on the season. I'm Scott Fitzgerald.
This is the Kentucky News Network.
Thank you, Scott. In high school baseball from yesterday, Bath County over Paris 9-1. Fairview beats Morgan County 6-5. Mason beats Fleming 2-1. Montgomery County over West Carter 12-7. And Nicholas beats Bourbon 6-5. That was in high school baseball. In high school softball, Ashland Blazer beats Lewis County 10-0 at 5. Bourbon over Paul Lawrence Dunbar 13-1. East Carter beats Elliott County 7-0. Estill over Breathitt 2-1. Great Crossing beats Round 5-0. Mason over Augusta 16-0 in 3. Montgomery County over Paris 16-1 in 3. And Nicholas County over Frankfort 17-10. Coming up in the 2A state championship games, Bath County will face Nelson County in the opening round today at 3 o'clock. You can hear all the Bath County games on 97.7 FM, WKCA, and WKCARadio.com. Other teams in the Final Eight include Union County, Perry County Central, Harrison County, Warren East, LaRue County, and Lawrence County. The champion will be crowned Saturday afternoon. Turning now to a look at the WLEX weather forecast. Here is Chief Meteorologist Bill Mack.
Here's your LEX18 storm tracker forecast. Pre-summer is over. Cold front coming through the area. Some showers are around this morning. Those go away. The clouds eventually will follow, but it may take till later this afternoon. Highs today in the middle and upper 60s. For tonight, sky ends up clearing. Patchy fog, low 40s. Partly to mostly sunny, low 60s tomorrow. Chillier on Sunday. I'm Chief Meteorologist Bill Mack.
Thank you, Bill. Our report continues after this.
Same quality care, two convenient locations.
St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care is seeing patients at both locations in Moorhead, 431 Hampton Way and 1028 East Main Street. Get care for sudden illnesses, sprains, and strains at both locations Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., Saturday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Don't forget, walk-ins are always welcome at St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care. Get more information at st-clair.org/urgentcare.
Don't forfeit the freedom to be active and enjoy life because of illness or injury. Discover the team of outpatient experts at Life Care Center of Moorhead and discover possibilities. Exceptional therapists combine hard work with goal-based programs and state-of-the-art equipment to help you see results. Life Care Center of Moorhead wants you to get active and live well. Reclaim your freedom today. Call 606-784-7518.
Time now for a look at Gateway Area Death Notices. Ken Howard of Moorhead, a retired Round County teacher, principal, and coach, passed away at his residence Monday. Survived by his wife, Jane Howard, son Ty Howard, daughter Candy Dales, his grandchildren and great-grandchildren, other family and friends. A celebration of life, 11 a.m. this morning at the Northcutt & Son Home for Funerals. The service will be live-streamed at the Northcutt & Son Facebook page. Burial to follow in the Adams Plank Cemetery. The Northcutt & Son Home for Funerals caring for arrangements for Ken Howard. Marvin Bentley, 84, Wellington, passed away Monday at St. Joseph Mount Sterling. He was a retired coal miner and U.S. Army veteran, member of Masonic Lodge 682, 25 years of service as past Master Mason, and member of the Alhassa Shrine. Survived by his wife of 58 years, Lorraine Bentley, two daughters, Tracy McGowan and Rhea Bentley, son Michael Bentley, several grandchildren, great-grandchildren, nieces, and nephews. Services 1 p.m. this afternoon at the Big Woods Community Church with burial in the Big Woods Community Cemetery. Visitation afternoon today till time of services at the church. The Menifee Home for Funerals in Frenchburg caring for arrangements for Marvin Bentley. Tammy LaVon Cox, 62 of Wellington, passed away Tuesday at St. Joseph Lexington. She was a retired respiratory therapist from Mary Childs Hospital and worked in foster care. Survived by her mother, Kathleen Ballinger, sons Richard, Tyler, and Andrew Cox, brother Gene Whitaker, grandchild Jackson Cox, along with numerous nieces and nephews. Preceded in death by her husband, Randy Cox. Services 1 o'clock this afternoon at the Tall Funeral Home, Frenchburg. Burial to follow in the Cox Cemetery. Visitation noon till time of services at the funeral home. The Tall Funeral Home Frenchburg caring for arrangements for Tammy LaVon Cox. Jocka Fabe Levin Sloan, 83 of Olive Hill, the widow of Fonza Sloan, passed away Saturday at Pioneer Trace Nursing and Rehabilitation in Flemingsburg. Survived by brother Albert Blevins, sister Lily Jones, five stepchildren, Glenna Sloan, Gladys Runyon, Della Buckler, Ivan Sloan, and Millie Withrow. Services 2 o'clock this afternoon at the Northcutt & Son Home for Funerals. Burial to follow in the Sardis Cemetery. The Northcutt & Son Home for Funerals caring for arrangements for Jocka Fabe Blevin Sloan. Catherine Holbrook, 92 of Olive Hill, passed away Wednesday at the Windsor Care Center, Mount Sterling. She worked many years at the Olive Hill Finishing Company, Ashland Sales and Service, Gateway Child Care, and First Church of God. She attended the Preston First Church of God. Survived by two daughters, Bonnie Gillum and Sherry, and her husband, Terry Ferix, sister Barbara Sammons, brother Clayton Hedge, 12 grandchildren, 21 great-grandchildren, and 4 great-great-grandchildren, along with a host of nieces, nephews, other relatives, and friends. Service 11 a.m. Saturday at the Duval Moore Funeral Home and Cremation in Olive Hill. Burial to follow in the Holbrook Clay Cemetery. Visitation 6 to 8 p.m. this evening at the funeral home. The Duval and Moore Funeral Home and Cremation in charge of arrangements for Catherine Holbrook. Kelly Willoughby, 61 of Jeffersonville, passed away Tuesday. He was a commercial salesman for Lowe's. Survived by his wife, Anita Willoughby, two daughters, Jennifer Frazier and Stacy Roundtree, son, Logan Craig, three brothers, Ferry, Eddie, and Stanley Willoughby, three sisters, Pat Shrout, Bonnie Price, and Sandy Coldiron, along with nine grandchildren. Services 1 p.m. Saturday at the Richardson Funeral Home with burial to follow in the Martin Cemetery. Visitation 6 to 8 p.m. this evening at the funeral home. The Richardson Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Kelly Willoughby. Audrey Salyer Kotz Jr., 92, of Moorhead, passed away Thursday. Survived by his brother, Bernard Kotz, two sons, James Russell and Ronald Wayne Kotz, two grandchildren, Savannah and Seton Kotz. a celebration of life, 2 p.m. Saturday at the North Cutton Sun Home for funerals. Burial to follow at the Brown Cemetery with full military honors by Morehead American Legion Post number 126. Visitation 11 a.m. till time of services at the funeral home. In lieu of flowers, donations may be made to Gideon's International. The North Cutton Sun Home for funerals caring for arrangements for Aubrey Salyer Cotts Jr. Douglas Marvin Horsley, 58, of Hillsboro, passed away last Saturday at the UK Hospice Care Center in Lexington. Survived by his mother, Maxine Horsley, sister, Barbara Haffer, two brothers, Estelle and Jesse Horsley, along with nieces, nephews, other extended family and friends. Services 2 p.m. Sunday at the Hutton Funeral Home. Burial to follow in the Morgan Cemetery in Lewis County. Visitation 6 to 8 p.m. Saturday and afternoon Sunday at the funeral home. The Hutton Funeral Home in Hillsboro, caring for arrangements for Douglas Marvin Horsley. And Jake Rose, 87, of Olive Hill, passed away Monday at Carter Nursing and Rehabilitation in Grayson. He was a member of Millwrights and Pile Drivers Local 1090 in Canton, Ohio, and retired after 27 and a half years with Teledyne Monarch Rubber. He was a Korean War Navy veteran, member of the Holmesworth Masonic Lodge 499, Scottish Rite, and Tadmore Shrine Temple. He was of the Free Will Baptist faith. Survived by two sons, Keith and Dale Rose, daughter, Jonda Carnes, three brothers, Jim, Larry, and Bruce Rose, sister Maxine Harris, five grandchildren, four great-grandchildren, a host of nieces, nephews, other relatives, and friends. Graveside services 11 a.m. Monday at the Olive Hill Memorial Park with military rites presented by Olive Hill American Legion Post number 138. Visitation 6 to 9 p.m. Sunday at the Duval Moore Funeral Home and Cremation in Olive Hill. Masonic services conducted 7 p.m. Sunday by the Olive Hill Masonic Lodge 629. The Duval and Moore Funeral Home and Cremation in charge of arrangements for Jake Rose. That's been a look at Gateway Area Death Notices. A final look at news is next.
This is Allie with Eagle Finance in Moorhead. Thinking about fixing up the house this spring, or do you need a few car repairs? Come see us at Eagle Finance. We offer affordable monthly payments and same-day loan approvals. We're located at 1675 Flemingsburg Road, right off I-64. You can apply online at eagle.com or call us today at 606-780-1000.
All loans subject to normal credit policies and may require collateral. Not all products or services available in all states. Individual and joint credit available. Other conditions may apply.
Man's best friend. We know that dogs are not only an important part of the farm, but also an important part of your family. At Hinton Mills, we only sell the products that we'd be proud to feed our own dogs. We believe every dog is worthy of the best nutrition. We also believe every dog owner deserves a great value. Hinton Mills has a wide selection of pet food at the lowest prices around, and we'll load it in your car for you. Come and see for yourself and ask us about the products we feed our own dogs. Hinton Mills, serving farmers and their dogs since 1918.
Trucks, SUVs, new and used. We've got a deal waiting for you. See me, Jordan Hiley, at Dutchess Chevy Ford in Mount Sterling.
So if you're looking, here's the word. Get the deal that you deserve.
At Dutchess Chevy Ford, right next to Walmart on the bypass in Mount Sterling. And on the web at DutchessAuto.com.
Groundwater Incorporated has issued a boil water advisory for customers on Highway 519, starting at Pretty Ridge and including 1274 and all side roads in the area. Boil drinking water until samples can be taken and evaluated. The Cattleman's Ribeye Drive-Thru will be held this Friday, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the Montgomery County Extension Annex Garage. Call 859-498-8733. Leave your name, number of orders, and approximate time for pickup. The cost is $10 per order, cash or credit card accepted. The second annual Nancy Green Pancake Queen Spring Festival will be held this Saturday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. in the Courthouse Square, downtown Mount Sterling. The Kiwanis Pancake Breakfast will take place this Saturday from 7 to 10 a.m. at the MCHS High School Cafeteria. A free health fair will be held this Saturday, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the DuBois Community Center. And the Cave Run Symphony wraps up its season with a performance 3 p.m. Sunday in the Moorhead Conference Center. Tickets available at the door with cash, check, or credit card. Students will receive free admission, and tickets can also be purchased at the Moorhead Visitor Center. And that's been a look at some of the news this 19th day of April, 2024. I'm Chris Irwin.
96.3 WIVY.
Nothing up but the fun. 24/7 fun.
Just the